Hi, everyone. Welcome to our training session for tonight. My name is Mr. E, and I'm going to be your senior coach here. I'm the senior coach for Excellence Academy, and I'm going to impart call center training skills for you in this first session of this month of February. So our lesson topic for this evening is called the lesson one. It'll be our first lesson. It's entitled The Call Flow. The Call Flow for Call Handling, for Handling Calls in a call center. So if you are interested in working in the BPO industry, or let's say English is not your first language and you're interested in learning the call flow steps, how to handle calls, how to operate in a call center in English where English is required, then this is an excellent opportunity for you to gain this knowledge and the skills that are required in order for you to operate in a call center. So in this first lesson, what we're going to do for today is we have the following training agenda. We have 5 points we need to discuss for this session. So in the first part, I'll give you a quick overview introduction of our session for today. Our second step is to have an online guide. So we're going to have online guided materials that we will answer and do. And complete, we'll have an overview. We're going to do an overview of the call flow sequence and steps, which are these suggested steps here by the Academy. So we're going to do an overview of that. So that's very important. So that's our second topic. Our third topic for the evening will be activities. So there are online activities that are suggested in the training manual that we'll do today. And we'll do a suggested listening activity. We'll listen to a call center call where all of these 8 steps are applied. So you can start identifying the call flow steps. And we'll wrap up today's class with a quiz at the end of the class to test your knowledge and to obtain the very first points for this month, of this new month. Okay. So the objective for this session, for tonight's session, is the following. Trainee recognizes the call center call flow steps and sequences in the process of handling calls for an English contact center. So I want you to keep in mind the training objective for today. At the end of this session, you will be able to recognize the different steps in a call flow process. You'll also understand the sequence steps that are used in call handling. You'll also recognize vocabulary for call handling in different terms that are used in handling calls. So that's your training objective for today. That's your agenda. Let's start with point number one for this evening. So I'd like everybody to load the materials that are provided in the group. I'm not sure what you're using to take the class, so I'd like everybody to have that loaded on your cell phone, tablets, computers, whatever it is that you use to take this class with. So there are 2 materials that I've shared this evening. First, there's a PDF document containing the written part of this lesson. And the second source of material is an online material. There's a link and a password provided, so you can go ahead and access that material as well. Have it open on a separate browser page, because we'll jump into that part immediately in just a moment. Okay, so that's in terms of the material. Let's give you a quick overview. An overview is like a general perspective, let's say a general summary of what is the call flow. So if you've never worked in a call center before, if you never had this type of experience before, don't worry, I'm going to take you step by step, baby steps. I'll guide you through the process. We're going to take a look at the following steps here. These are the suggested steps for the Academy. The Academy's training method includes 8 steps. So the call center call flow is just basically the steps, guys, right? The steps that are used in handling a call from beginning to the end, from the opening or the initial greeting to the end of the call in English, of a professional customer service interaction. The suggested steps that we're going to have are 8. We're going to have step 1, opening, 2, verification. 3, empathy. 4, assurance. 5, acknowledge. 6, hold. 7, resolution and recap. And 8, the ending. In today's class, you're going to have an overview. So just like in general, at a glance, we like to say, right? A general perspective of each step with examples. And you'll listen to a call as well. And you'll be able to read the vocabulary that's used for every step to give you a general picture of what is the call center call flow from beginning to the end. You'll also be evaluated at the end. So it's very important that you participate attentively by listening and following the instructions that we'll use for this session. Okay, so going back to the call flow, this is what's suggested in the academy for handling calls. And we're going to learn these steps at a glance today. In our next lessons, in our coming lessons, we're going to take a look at each step individually this month. And we'll provide you vocabulary, we'll provide you examples, scenarios, and also detailed explanation. And I'll share my personal experiences that I have as well for you guys. You'll also have practice time for role play. So you'll have time to role play with your classmates as well. So basically, that's what we're going to cover. We're going to cover this evening, okay? So let's get down to business. That concludes the introduction. Anyway, let's move on to our second step for this evening, which is the online guide. We're going to have an overview of the whole process from beginning to the end. So I'd like everybody, please, to load the materials, follow the link, and use the suggested password that's there, and we'll get to work on that one immediately. Okay, guys, so welcome to our online training guide for mastering the role play call flow steps, a guide to effective customer service in a call center. Welcome to our Academy Call Flow Guide. Follow the instructions and be attentive to the information shared in this material, as it will allow you to gain the necessary knowledge to handle calls professionally in English. Be advised that there will be different quizzes and activities you must complete and pass to obtain the credits necessary to completing this course. Click the continue button to start your training. So everybody, let's click on the start quiz. All right, perfect. Let's begin. Our first point is call flow guide introduction and call flow overview. So here's the introduction. So what I'd like everybody to do is just follow with your eyes as you can read. You can just listen to the audio here that's played. And after you've read, we have to click the I have read the guidelines and agree. So at the end, you will receive a score, right? You will receive a score for every activity, every interaction that you do tonight, okay? By the way, if you feel that you need to review this material again on your free time, when you're more relaxed with some coffee over the weekend, by all means, you can open the link again, use the password, and just go over the audios and the activities until you're able to completely understand it. I totally recommend you do that. So let's begin.
Introduction. Welcome to Excellence Academy's Guide to Effective Customer Service in a Call Center. As professional CSRs, it is crucial to provide agents with the necessary knowledge and skills to handle customer interactions effectively. This lesson aims to expand on the concepts and definitions of each step in the role-play call flow, offering agents valuable material that will help them understand the process and navigate customer calls with confidence. In this online material, we will give you a cohesive overview of the call flow process, whether you are an experienced CSR or just applying for your first call center work experience. You must read and follow the instructions provided. As a student of the Academy, you must adhere and follow the guidelines of our training method and be open to feedback and to new ideas which you might not have heard of or not used before. In addition, this is intellectual proprietary material of Excellence Academy and must not be distributed or reproduced without the written consent of Excellence Academy Guatemala City. Please click the I agree button and continue with your training.
All right, everyone. So after that, let's click on the checkbox here. I have read the guidelines and agree. That's your first point. So you get a point for doing that. Okay, let's go. Click on next page. All right. Lesson goals. Let's listen to the lesson goals.
Please take a moment to read and acknowledge the training goals of this lesson. Training objectives. Lesson 1. By the end of the lesson, you must complete these objectives. 1. Trainee recognizes the general overview of the call flow process. 2. Trainee recognizes the suggested method for a professional call flow and the different steps involved in handling calls for a call center. 3. Trainee recognizes the suggested sequences of the call flow steps as applied for interactions in a professional English-only call setting. Click the I understand the lesson goals to continue.
Okay, perfect. So if you, everybody, let's get our second point. Let's click on I understand the lesson goals. Okay, if you're ready, click on next page. Okay, so let's move on to point number 3, which is the call flow overview. So as suggested, these are the steps that we suggest or recommend at the Academy. Step 1 is opening, 2 verification, 3 empathy, 4 assurance, 5 acknowledge, 6 the hold procedure, 7 resolution and recap, and 8 ending. So not in every call is different, right? You're not going to necessarily follow verbatim these steps. You might apply them in a different order, or sometimes you might not use all of them in a specific call, but they are recommended in general for excellent, for delivering exceptional customer service with customers, okay? We're going to listen to the call flow overview. So I'd like to invite everybody to just follow along with your eyes. I'll try to point it with the laser dot here as much as I can and try to absorb as much as you can. You will be evaluated on this content by the end of this session. Let's begin. And like I said, if you need to do this lesson again, you can open this material again in your free time to do it over again and just solidify the knowledge. Let's begin.
Call flow overview at a glance. The role play call flow consists of 8 key steps, each playing a vital role in creating a positive customer experience. Starting with the opening, agents must make a strong first impression by using a friendly tone and expressing willingness to assist the caller. Empathy comes next, where agents need to recognize and acknowledge the customer's feelings and emotions, making them feel understood and cared for. Assurance of help is the next step, where agents promise to do everything possible to resolve the issue, instilling confidence in the customer. Acknowledgement follows, involving the understanding and recognition of the customer's concerns. Agents must paraphrase or repeat the customer's words to ensure clarity and demonstrate attentiveness. The hold procedure is a critical aspect of the call flow, requiring agents to request permission politely, provide a time frame, explain the reason for the hold, and express gratitude to the customer. The resolution and recap step involve addressing the customer's issue, providing a solution, and summarizing the steps taken during the call to ensure clarity. Finally, the ending step is an opportunity to offer further assistance and ensure that all the customer's questions have been answered, striving for one call, one resolution. By minimizing the need for customers to call back, agents can enhance customer satisfaction and deliver exceptional service. Throughout this lesson, we will explore each step in detail, expanding on the definitions and examples provided to equip agents with a comprehensive understanding of the call center role play process. By mastering these steps, agents will be better prepared to handle customer calls, build positive relationships, and deliver outstanding customer service. Let's dive into the intricacies of each step and enhance your skills as a customer service representative in a call center environment.
Okay, that's great, guys. So once you're ready, you can get your second point by clicking on I recognize the call flow steps. Okay, Now, like I said, if you wish to go over this material again on the week, over the weekend, you can go ahead and do that. Okay, so everybody ready? Let's move on to the next page. Okay, so our fourth point is our first activity for this evening. So it says call flow activity number one, instructions, order the call flow sequence steps from first to last. So as discussed in the previous page, there are eight steps and we need to order them here by clicking on the drop-down menu, right? You can click for the first step, click on the drop-down menu and select for the first step in the process, then repeat the same thing for step two, three, until you get to number eight, okay? So I'll allow you guys a couple of minutes to do that. I'll give you guys 5 minutes so we don't rush it. Take your time and go ahead and complete the activity. When you're done, click on next page and wait for me to continue with your training. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Okay, guys, so welcome back to our call flow training guide. We're on our topic number five, which is a call flow example. We'll listen to a call. We'll listen to a whole cold call from beginning to the end in the context of internet issues, troubleshooting for the internet, and then we'll complete for the missing information. Let's begin.
We're sorry. All of our representatives are still assisting other customers. Please remain on the line as we value your call.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name's Rachel. How can I help you today?
Yeah, thank you. I can't connect to the internet, and I really need to get on the web right now. Can you help me with this?
I'm so sorry to hear you can't connect to the internet at this time. I realize it's very important to have your full 5G service, but I can definitely help you with that.
For verification, sir, can I have your name and telephone number area code first?
Yes, of course. My name is John Hartman. My telephone number is area code 310-575-3255.
Thank you for the information, Mr. Hartman. I appreciate it.
All right, so what do you need me to do?
So what we're going to do first is to run some basic tests, and I'm going to need your help by answering some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you calling us from your device?
No, I am not calling you from my device. I'm using another phone, so we can go ahead and do this, right?
Perfect. Do you have signal bars? Could you please check?
Okay. Yes, I do have full signal bars. That is correct.
Awesome. Do you have the 4G, 5G LTE LED indicator on?
Yeah, let me check. Yes, it does say 4G LTE, so I guess I do have it on.
That's perfect. Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm. What next?
Now, we're going to check if you're connected to Wi-Fi. Could you please go to your phone settings?
My Wi-Fi. Let me check.
To find your quick settings, swipe down from the top of your screen. At the top of your screen, you should be able to see the Wi-Fi icon.
Okay. It appears to be on. What do you want me to do?
If the Wi-Fi icon is on, tap it to turn it off so the icon is dimmed. This means it is off.
Okay.
Could you please tap on the Wi-Fi icon once you turn it off?
To turn it off? Okay. So let me go ahead and turn it off. Give me a second, please. Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, now it is off.
Perfect. Now, we're going to test your internet. Could you please try to load a website or a YouTube video?
What? You want me to go ahead and test it or get on the web or something?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, let me go ahead and try the web, okay? Just a sec, right? Let me see. Let me open up my browser here and let me go to YouTube and just a sec. Hey, it's working again. Yeah, it's working.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Good to hear. It's no biggie, just doing my job. Would there be anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that would be all. Thank you very much for helping me today. You're awesome.
Perfect. So today we checked your phone settings and got you back on the internet.
Okay.
It's very likely that your phone was connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot where the internet wasn't available anymore.
Uh-huh.
So by turning Wi-Fi off, we switched back automatically to your mobile data.
All right. Nice recap. Thank you very much.
Once again, my name is Rachel. Thank you very much for preferring us, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, there you go, guys. So there you have the call from the opening to the ending part. We'll discuss we'll have an explanation of the different steps in just a moment. But now I'd like to invite everybody to go ahead and complete for the missing information. If you're completing at the beginning of a sentence or a question, make sure that you use capital letters, okay? So if you're going to write, let's say, the verb can, make sure that it's a capital C. And for the telephone number that's being said here that you need to complete, don't use dashes. So don't separate it like you would normally do with a dash, like 502-5634-something like that. So don't do that. Just write the number straight through without any spaces or any dashes. So you're just able to get the points that you need for tonight, okay? You may go ahead and start working on this activity. You might need more than a couple of minutes to do that. So we'll just you can just initiate the activity. And when it's time to do the disconnect, you may continue working on the activity. And when we come back, we'll talk about resolution and we'll continue with our training. So don't close this material. Don't send it yet. We're still going to work on it the rest of the evening. So if you guys like, you can go ahead and start answering this one by yourself. You may begin. All right, team, you may continue with your activity. You may continue answering the listening activity in the next 10 minutes or so. And when we return, we're going to discuss resolution and continue with our training, okay? So I'm going to I'm going to log off from Zoom and I'll see you in 10 minutes to resume the training.